Moving on to other business.
That's yours.
Our first item of other business is the Mount Air Wastewater Treatment Plant Final Site Plan.
Sort of had it ready to go.
I got it.
Colin Schubert.
Mount Air Wastewater Treatment Revised Final Site Plan. This is a revised final site plan, the addition of two equipment storage buildings, two anoxic reactors, infiltration pond, and an anaerobic lagoon with effluent pump station and other site improvements located off of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24. The revised final site plan is in compliance with the zoning code. Staff is in receipt of all agency approvals. The zoning is HI1 Heavy Industrial Zoning District, Tax Parcel 234, MAP 32, Parcel 117.
Just for the record, I'm not going to participate in this one. Our firm provides representation in Mount Air.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. You're out. We're lawyerless. Anybody in the back? Can we draft one in the back? A lawyer back there anywhere?
I'm sorry. So sorry. Do not have any problems with this plan as submitted for final. Sorry.
Yes.
There you go.
So we have all of the updated agency approvals, so this is just a revised final site plan.
Final site plan.
I'm looking for my motion.
All right, Keller, did you take them?
So did you want to approve this as a revised final site plan?
Yes, thank you, I do. I make a motion to approve.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the Mount Air Wastewater Treatment Plant as a final site plan. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay.
There it is. I thought Keller took it.
I'm sorry.
Everybody needs a little help every now and then. Our next item is the Jefferson School Final Site Plan.
This is a final site plan for a new 14,940 square foot school building and other site improvements as part of conditional use number 1234. There is existing parking on the property as well as an existing school building. The final site plan is in compliance with the zoning code. No additional parking is required. Tax Parcel 135-10.00-16.00, zoning's AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Staff in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, I make recommendation for approval of the final site plan for Jefferson School.
Second.
We're moving seconded to approve the Jefferson School final site plan as a final. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the Lewis Senior Center Revised Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for a 3,121 square foot addition to the Lewis Senior Activity Center, as well as an expansion of the parking area, a portion of which falls into the front yard setback. A waiver has been requested to allow parking in the front yard setback. Tax Parcel is 334-5.00-154.00. Zoning is C1 General Commercial District. Staff are now in receipt of all agency approvals.
There you go.
This could be a final site plan.
Correct.
Revised and final. And do I have to say to give it a waiver for the front, including a waiver for the...
That you're allowing, yes, please.
And I know I'm usually the one beating the drum of no, but I don't think they have a choice in this point to put the parking in the front, so don't pick them. All right, I make a motion to accept the Lewis Senior Center for the revised and final site plan with a waiver
just with parking, to allow for parking in the front yard setback.
Parking in, we are just having a trouble tonight. Parking in the front.
Thank you, Kim, you're making me feel better.
Yeah, there you go.
Second. It's been moved.
My memo, I couldn't.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the Lewis Senior Center revised preliminary site plan as a preliminary and a final with the acknowledging that we have the waiver for the front yard parking, the setback, parking in the front yard setback. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Angola Beach and Estates revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the extension of Buttercup Street to relocate 20 lots that have been removed from other locations throughout the manufactured home park. This will not increase the number of total lots within the park. Tax Parcel is 234-18.00-1.00. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval for the revised preliminary site plan for Angola Beach and Estates, the final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve Angola Beach and Estates revised preliminary site plan as a preliminary, but final approval will be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the Canal Corcoran change of zone number 1852, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan to create 8 lots out of 2 existing lots off Thompson Court in the Canal Corcoran subdivision. Thompson Court is to be extended to ensure that each new lot meets the minimum road frontage. A change of zone application, change of zone 1852, was approved by County Council on August 14th, 2018, to revise change of zone 1359 and to add a condition stating the building setback rear line will be measured from the wetlands delineation line, not from the rear lot line. Tax parcels 334-13.00-1318.00 and 1319.00. Zoning is MRRPC, medium density residential plan community. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Can I ask a question on that? That's not what I had to do with the approvals, but you know, the setback lines are going to show up if somebody pulls a building permit. How is staff or whoever going to know that the setback runs from the wetlands line? Is that going to show up in your system or?
It's going to show up because we review the building permits.
Okay.
That was part of the deal, wasn't it? Part of the motion and all that?
That was part, that was a condition of approval, but we also.
I couldn't remember if that was at this
planning
level.
Planning staff now is reviews all residential new building permits.
I just didn't know if it would, you know. No. Pop up when you guys are doing that. So, you know, in 20 years when somebody else and. So, yeah. Okay, that was all. Just was wondering.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval for the Canal Corcoran change of zone 1852 preliminary site plan with the final coming back to the Planning Zone Commission upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I'll second.
That's because of RPC.
Correct.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Correct.
So we're just going to approve this as a preliminary.
Yeah.
Correct.
That's all we have to do, right?
Correct.
Moved and seconded to approve the Canal Corcoran preliminary site plan as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No. Sure. Still shouldn't have wetlands in a private lot. Go.
Okay. Please note that the motion carried 4-1. Item is the 1872 lands of Nathan and Melissa Walker preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for contracting and excavating services with storage, which includes a pole barn, storage bins, and parking. The conditional use was approved on August 14th, 2018, and the conditions of approval are included on the site plan. Tax parcel 234.
Thank you, sir.
-2.00-23.03. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion for approval of the preliminary site plan for the lands of Nathan and Melissa Walker, CU 2138, and the final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of agency approvals.
Second.
The moved and seconded to approve the S1872 lands of Nathan and Melissa Parker as a Walker. I should put my glasses on.
It's the night.
Now, there we go. Downhill after the hammer pants reference.
Hammer time.
After the meeting, I'm going to
go.
I'm going to Google that because I don't even know what it is.
Yes, you will.
I don't even know what hammer pants are.
Hammer time. Come on.
MC Hammer.
I have a vague recollection of some
hammer
MC Hammer and the Hammer Time.
Remember it well.
Yeah.
Needless to say, that's when everything sort of took a turn.
Understood. Okay. The move and seconded to approve the lands of Nathan Melissa Walker preliminary site plan was final to be by the staff subject to receipt of all the permits.
Yes.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? I have those. I'm wearing them now. Okay, our next item is the Oyster House Village determination as to substantially.
We skipped one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Lands of Michael Real Estate Partnership. Preliminary site plan. Sorry about that, guys.
This is a preliminary site plan for a 5,860 square foot addition to an existing
16,164 square foot warehouse building with parking and loading areas and other site improvements. The preliminary site plan complies with the zoning code. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. The zoning is C1, general commercial zoning district, and the tax parcel is 334, map 5, parcel 121.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to move for approval of the preliminary site plan for the lands of Michael Rowell Estate Partnership with final subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the lands of Michael Real Estate Partnership preliminary site plan as a preliminary with final to be by the staff subject to receipt of all the permits. What do you want?
Wow, was that too easy?
Wow.
Too easy.
Davis Wheely for the record, Ring Lord.
Did you even?
We didn't finish
which
up.
One are you on?
This one, but we submitted all agency approvals. That's why I was coming up here.
Again, they left it to staff. So if we have them, we can still approve it.
Okay.
Unless they said it was to commission, then I would worry. But they said it was subject to
double
staff.
Check.
I'll
make sure so.
We'll have it signed for you in the morning.
I have to take care of it.
because Mr. Lardner's giving us crap, I think.
They were going to approve.
It's like, stop.
He's
like,
yeah.
Oh. It's
getting punchy.
Like, oh, you have to watch this engineer.
At least you're not wearing a bow tie. Let's see. Our next item is Oyster House Village. Determination as to substantially underway.
So this is a request to determine of whether Oyster House Village is substantially underway under section 115-174 of the zoning code. So this county approved the conditional use for construction of 30 condominium homes, multifamily with site improvements to be located off Oyster House Road along the west side of Lewis and Rehoboth Canal on March 21st, 2006. This was subject to the time extensions that were granted at that time. There was also litigation regarding the site. The county has recognized that when there is litigation, that the three-year time period for the conditional use to be substantially underway is from the date litigation is finalized. Litigation in this case was resolved on June 13, 2016. Therefore, the project should be substantially underway on or before June 13th of 2019. The preliminary site plan has been granted preliminary approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission in October of this year. The final site plan has not been approved. The applicant has stated that site work for remediation from DENREC began on the property on June of this year, and that those works included excavation of the contaminated materials. They are looking for the commission to determine if the remediation would count towards being substantially underway. The tax parcel is District 334, map 19.08, parcel 42, and it's zoned AR1. The concern is well, they might get final site plan approval. They're concerned that the remediation will take longer than the June 19 year. So they want to know if the remediation work in which they're doing is excavating, remediation, all of that would count as substantially underway.
Typically, like in a set,
I think it does.
I mean, yeah, they moved on
right.
The site.
It's just
right. if it was a residential.
And they're trucking the soil out.
Okay.
So,
here's the difference. If this was a regular multifamily conditional use and they were just pushing dirt around, that wouldn't.
Yeah.
Qualify.
Yeah, but they're doing
because there's certain things you have to do, but you can't even get to that point unless you do the remediation.
Well,
and it started just for the record, it was July of 2017.
And again, we have the definition of substantially underway is very specific, so they'd wanted a determination of whether the commission would consider the remediation work to count towards that.
Because mm-hmm. it's sort of outside.
All right.
You
want to do it? Okay.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to Oyster House Village, CU 1642, I'd like to move that we grant determination as to substantially underway for the project.
Second that.
The move and seconded to grant Oyster House Village conditional use number 1642 request for a determination that the remediation work underway will, in fact, does in fact count as being substantially underway under the definition in the ordinance. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. That's what you said, right?
Yep, that's what I said.
Precisely.
We'll refer back to additional business. Let's go ahead and get our public hearings cleaned up. There might be one or two folks here actually took me up on my offer to stay with us. Wait a minute.
2018-18.
Yeah, I flipped all the way back to the wrong thing.
The Cannon property.
2018-18, Cannon properties. Wingate, what's your pleasure?
That's the one she recused on.
Oh, you recused on that one. Sorry, yeah, you were gone.
Anybody have any comment on this one before we move on?
Yeah, you were driving.
Other than the poor Cannons are rolling over in their graves. So, sorry, that was not professional.
Which is 1818? Here it is.
Correct.
Yeah, this is the one down on 54.
Any the Freeman one.
Different, yeah.
You want me to make a motion?
No, I'm just, does anybody have any other discussion on it before we move on? I'm just curious. I mean, it's one of those cases where I worry based on water levels and storms and everything that somebody will say, who allowed them to build a house out on the edge of that point at some point?
Well, how is that any, the elevation is the same as everybody that built on the coast in Fenwick.
Well, and I can't tell you how many times I say, who allowed those people to build out there?
they're all up at elevation 12, probably, like these are going to be. So these are going to get flooded, you know, after everything on the ocean gets flooded.
I don't know about that.
Kind of infill, too.
What do you mean infill?
Well, there's developments surrounding this whole thing, so you're just kind of filling in the donut.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm not asking for a motion. I'm just saying, I just wanted to know what other people's thoughts were.
I am from one of the two of you.
Oh, that's right. You got to have what we're doing now. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. So we can go home.
So you could defer action on it.
Okay. I didn't want to step on your toes.
And think about it further.
Let's see. Which one is it?
2018-18 Cannon properties.
It's tricky because it's on the bottom of that page.
Yeah. Oh, here it is. Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to 2018-18 Cannon property, do I have to read the whole thing?
No.
That's
you want to defer for further consideration.
Thank you. So that's both of us made that motion.
That's right. Moved and seconded. It's been moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2018-18 Cannon properties. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2018-19 John J. Hampstead.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to 2018-19 John J. Hampstead, I move that we grant preliminary site plan approval of the subdivision for based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Number one, the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision code. It is the extension of an existing subdivision to allow two more lots on a private 50-foot wide right-of-way. Two, the land is zoned GR General Residential, which permits single-family lots of at least 10,000 square feet in size. Three, the proposed subdivision will not adversely affect schools, roadways, or traffic. Four, the applicant has obtained Denrec septic feasibility statements for the two new lots. Five, a waiver from the Sussex County street design requirements is appropriate in this instance since the new lots will utilize an existing short private road. Six, a waiver from the buffer requirements is appropriate given the small size of the existing subdivision. Seven, the preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, no more than these two additional lots in the subdivision shall be permitted. B, the stormwater management shall be approved by the Sussex County, by the Sussex Conservation District. C, there shall be a shared maintenance agreement for the use and maintenance of the roadway. D, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of subdivision 2018-19, John J. Hampstead, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is change of zone number 1862, Old Orchard Ventures, LLC.
Make a motion that we defer on this until we at least get the traffic impact study.
Sure.
So,
go ahead.
One, according to DLDOT, the traffic impact study was not a requirement of the change of zone application. That was triggered by other work they're doing on the other additional properties. And based on information from a different public hearing, that traffic impact study won't be done for 6 to 8 months.
Because actually, it's in the record that they're not requiring it on this one until it's final site plan approval.
And it's a change of zone, so the traffic impact study could actually change based on what happens with this change of zone.
That was confusing with what they said during the presentation.
Right,
about
and when I was reading through all the stuff, it had, you know, traffic impact study was part of their presentation. So.
Right, because they're doing it based on the other projects they have going on for the front half of the property and adjacent properties, which is what triggered the TIS. Mm-hmm. However, this change of zone does not trigger a TIS from DLDOT.
So that one guy was right. They should just come in as a master plan on this one. This would have been better coming in with a, here it
like
is.
Here's
the whole master plan, and we could have worked on that. Well, I'm going to ask to defer for further consideration on this one.
I would second that.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1862, Old Orchard Ventures, LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item, next public hearing was condition or change of zone number 1863, Triumph One LLC.
At this time, Mr. Chairman, I move for deferral for change of zone 1863 of Triumph LLC.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1863, Triumph One LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, our next public hearing was change of zone number 1864, Scott and Monica Schubert.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone in number 1864 for Scott and Monica Schubert for a change in zone from AR1 to C3 heavy commercial based on upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, C3 heavy commercial zoning is designed to allow auto-oriented retail and service businesses that serve local and regional residents. Permitted uses include retail uses, restaurants, offices, and vehicle service stations. Two, the site is at the intersection of Iron Hill Road and Old Stage Road. This intersection is appropriate for this type of zoning. Three, most of the site is currently used for commercial purposes. This rezoning is consistent with the types of uses that have been evolving at this location over the years. Four, the proposed C3 zoning at this site lessens the congestion on area roads by providing commercial activities at an appropriate location so that residents and visitors to the area can meet some of their commercial needs without having to travel to Route 13 or other commercial areas. Five, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. Six, the site has a history of commercial uses and is currently the subject of an existing conditioned use. This rezoning is reasonable expansion to the existing uses that occur on the property. Seven, there is existing commercial zoning across the street. Eight, it is recommended that Sussex County Council delete the 200 feet of western side of the property from C3 zoning district. Nine, any future use of the property will be subject to site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That's my motion. Should we say that it was proffered by the applicant, the taking up the 200? So when the council sees it, they'll know that it wasn't just.
Add that to the motion.
At the beginning,
number eight.
As proffered by the applicant, it is recommended. So we'll just make that amendment to your motion.
I make that amendment.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1864, Scott and Monica Schubert, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, that completes our public hearings for the evening, referring back to our one additional item of business, which is the calendar. I will make a few observations. August 8th is my wife's birthday.
You're going to say doghouse season.
September 12th is my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Valentine's Day is on here. Vince's wife's birthday is on here.
Oh, my birthday's on here.
And Janelle's birthday is on here.
We got to leave that one on. Yeah.
What else would I do?
I think we should just bring a cake for each one of the events, okay? We should all bring a cake.
I'll bring a cocktail.
That too.
Oh, yeah,
I can't do that.
You do have that cake flavored vodka now.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
You've heard, right?
I've heard. She's heard rumors out
stories.
There.
You've heard stories. Yeah, heard stories. Anyone else have any comments about the calendar? I mean, kind of is what it is.
Just we know with parades and stuff.
So I'm pretty sure we have the Georgetown holiday parade is usually the first Thursday. So that is the second one, and I did note from what was emailed, for some odd reason the October ones were pushed, so they are technically on the right dates, the second and the fourth Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't have much comment about any of these dates.
How about the ones on the right
side? Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. You got the other column.
You have the other column.
You're in the other column. You're in the other column.
Oh, boy.
You're gonna, yeah, but you know what? You got a lot more dates than we do.
I might be sorry.
Okay, anybody else have anything for the good of the order? If not, we stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing.
Woo-hoo.